are experiencing an Echoes of New Eden production.
You're listening to the Eve Echoes No Propcast. Enjoy the show.
Ooh, I'm a damn fool, yeah. Ooh, I'm a bad fool, yeah. Goose got me loose, yeah. Yo, no control, yeah. Let me keep my pocket in, yeah. All of it is so loud.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Echoes of New Eden, yet again for another lit week of Eve Echoes news. And today it's me, Rambo, and I got Jubileus with us as a guest host today. What's going on, Juby?
Very good. Has been an interesting week, this one, and let's see how the show goes.
Yeah, not too much has gone down this last weekend, or this last week, I should say. Not really that much stuff going on in New Eden right now. It's kind of in a lull. Not much for new content coming out. We do have patch notes, and it does appear that they had fixed like a bunch of issues, like bugs and stuff. And they broke the chat a couple days ago. Go figure, right? And so that was quite an interesting day, to say the least. I heard about that. I didn't get to experience it, but I did hear about it. So we'll cover a little bit of that, and you know, just the latest of what's going on and in around New Eden. And I do have some info about a new war breaking out as well, so we'll cover on that. And no Taylor Rick week. He seems to be busy, you know, the last week, the whole StarCats thing. He was so butthurt by that, he didn't want to join this week, so rip to him, I guess.
Oh, no,
that was a shot.
I hope his butt will feel better.
Yeah,
after
right.
a while.
So you know, and I did get some messages regarding how we covered that story, and I had referred to the Reddit post on that, but I guess to some people that wasn't good enough. And so I did ask the leadership team of the StarCats if anybody wanted to join onto the podcast and actually talk further about it, and they declined to do so. So there is that.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it's a shame. But
I mean, it is what it is.
You know, yeah, it's I've heard Reddit and like the diplomatic things can get really messy, and I try to avoid them at all costs.
Right.
So kind of be just a line pilot, enjoy the ride,
yeah,
kind of guy.
And, you know, and Yubi, with this war over, well, that SHH is pulling out of, what's your stance on this whole thing with the war that was?
Yeah, I feel kind of empty, you know, like something has left my life, you know, kind of sad. Why? And I don't know any details about it, but a few days I've been kind of wondering, like, where is the CTA? I just got my new artillery implant and want to show it to you guys, and now I can't, so I gotta waiting now, preparing my ships and everything for the next new thing. So let's see how it goes.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how you and you know, specifically you create videos, PvP videos, for the last year of this conflict, you know, Razzle Dazzle versus Pact 23, and you make all these videos about it. Now it's like, now what do I do? Now what?
Yeah.
Now who do you roam? And then, right?
And then there was like I heard like a video before my last video that a fight happened, and I was like, can we have this final battle that I can record, like shaking hands battle kind of thing, like a lot of players big battle brawling ships and shit, so it looks cool, and then that's like it. But I don't know, the leadership was not very happy about me. Like, let's have more battles after this one.
Right. Yeah. So there's some other things that are happening in New Eden, of course, though I don't exactly know whether or not Void will be part of that. So I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see as to how things turn out in the next couple weeks as far as like CTAs goes and, you know, content for you to record and all that type of stuff. Like, you could do roams, you know, every day. There's people do roams every day. So specifically though, what you liked to do is to join CTAs and then do the recordings of it and cover that footage. So I don't know.
Yeah, there's sometimes like last time, like a year ago, when there was no war, I was a few times in the Blink Fleet. It's kind of a every player can join type of PvP fleet, and there's Heron Explorer and all the friends in there, and very helpful guys, and I learned a lot about their style, how to play, and I think I will probably join a Blink Fleet like in the near future if we don't have like kind of war where I can join.
Is Heron doing the Blink Fleet? Blink Fleets still? I haven't seen that in a while. Yeah, you'll get that a lot.
But if I ask him a lot, like if we can we do it, then I think we will do it. I haven't been in the Kalevala, so could be fun to go do some Blink things in Kalevala also.
Is that how you pronounce it? I couldn't even try that if I wanted to.
In Finland, we have this old folk story named Kalevala. So for me, it's like...
it's easy.
They have... Yeah, easy, and they have like it's... I don't remember. Let's see. From Wikipedia, how old Kalevala is.
Nice. Yeah, and so, Juby, you haven't been on the podcast, I mean, as a guest host in a number of weeks, but since then, I did want to touch on this real quick. You had opened your YouTube store, you know, where you can get the Juby Face mugs and t-shirts and all that type of stuff. And I will say this last week, I actually bought a t-shirt with a Juby Face on it. And so I haven't gotten it yet, though I probably will be seeing it this next week. And so by the time we do the podcast once again, I'll be wearing it for sure.
Rambo is my first t-shirt customer. And oh, golly, I was so happy. It was like winning the lottery. I was like, woo, yeah, like for many days, actually. Like,
nice. Yes. You're riding that high.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah,
I'll rock a t-shirt.
I can, if you guys want to see the store, I can share the link somewhere. but yeah, you can always send me a DM or ask in almost any Discord server. Just Jubileus. I have the link? I'll share it. But yeah, we've done a few t-shirts with the famous Dark Yubi face, so black and white. My face is like a work of art. It looks very good. And go. I hope you will enjoy the t-shirt, like show it.
I wonder to if everyone. If I wear it through a mall, like how many people are gonna look at me like, what is that?
Yeah, they're like,
who is what is that? Yeah.
I think you will get a lot of people asking that, like, that guy, he looks kind of interesting.
What, I should have had you sign one. There you go, that would have been worth a bit.
Oh,
there you go, you can start doing that.
I need to start doing.
Okay.
Yeah,
so if people follow Jubileus's channel and they want to support him, they can do so. They can purchase stuff from his Yubi store. Pretty cool. You could check it out. It's got just about everything minus underwear, which I'm sure he'll probably be adding here in the next coming days anyway.
Yeah, I've heard a few suggestions that the underwear would be really cool to have with the dark, deep dark Yumi face. Will scare any opponent.
My wife has a pair of underwear with my name on it. Anyway, let's talk about Eve Echoes, shall we? we got some news, we got some patch notes and stuff, you know, and actually I've been kind of not necessarily been playing the game every day. I've been playing some other games out there, you know, Call of Duty, been playing some Yu-Gi-Oh!, Eve Echoes, of course, some Ark, been kind of exploring other games as well, so doing that. But seeing the official Discord, there's not too much stuff going on anyway, so, you know, we'll cover the latest and greatest patch notes. Since there is no announcements, and I'm still banned from the official Eve Echoes Discord, I do have the patch notes up here, and we will go over those. So real quick, and bear with me. I know this is kind of boring, but bear with me. So they had their update on 228. They optimized the market transaction record, just like they do every week. And they have here a list of bug fixes. So here we go. They fixed a rare black screen issue after disconnecting and reconnecting to the game when piloting the Rourke well. They fixed an issue where insurance points purchase interface might show fewer than 7 points. They fixed a display issue with some skins on the versatile assault ship. They fixed a lighting display issue with the neon rain skins on some carriers. They fixed an issue where Sciency's engine trail effect wasn't fully rendered. They fixed an issue where the hubris might not be rendered in full or cause a crash in certain scenes. They fixed a display issue with the facing of some turrets on the Karura. They fixed an issue where the weapon mount position was inaccurate for some stealth bombers. They fixed an issue that could occur when the ships decloak in observer mode. That's interesting. They fixed a display issue that could occur when the ship decloaks. Okay, I just read that one, sorry. Fixed an issue where the remote repair interface ratio in showdown mode 2 was higher than value shown. Fixed an issue where the ship filtering feature might malfunction under certain filter criteria. They fixed an issue where it is not possible to scroll the drone attribute in the learning protocol library on some devices. And that was it. That was it for the latest patch notes. It was just a bunch of bug fixes. Now, after they did this, it seems like, I think it was the next day, honestly, where their chat servers went down. Did you experience this?
Yeah, I did kind of had this weird. I tried to reconnect a lot of times and still it doesn't work. And then, you know, feeling stupid like normal.
But yeah, kind of felt like Eve Echoes 2021 with the local that was broke or something, right? You click into a chat and it brought up like an error dialogue saying that the chat servers were down. It's been 23 hours with no chat on one of my tunes. So I think some of the people are still having problems with this too. Yeah. Very interesting.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if it was completely fixed just yet. I haven't had issues on my iPad, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think I did get like a mini patch kind of. I don't know. But yeah, something. Let's hope it works.
There's kind of like this conspiracy that's going out because about right when that happened was the StarCat's hull timer or Entosis timer for a Citadel. Yeah. And it's during AOA Prime, of course, right? So people are speculating, oh, well, because it's an AOA CTA, then they're going to try fudging the game, right? So I don't think that was the case.
Yeah, they used the EMP.
Yeah, device. Let's crash the game. Boom. Win. Instant win. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a conspiracy about that.
Or anything.
Could that have been the case? I don't know. I kind of doubt it, though. So.
No. It's too much.
Yeah.
Too much for that.
It's kind of out there, right? Yeah, it's way out there. That's why they come conspiracies, yeah. Right? So.
Yeah, citadels come and go. It's, no.
Yeah. Ain't nobody worried about it.
Did you know what tier citadel was it even? Was it even a 4?
I think it was a T4. Yeah. I think it was a T4 that got cited, Entosis. No.
Yeah, then it doesn't even blow up, so easy to take back.
Yeah,
next
so
week.
SHH dropped the ball last week and they didn't entosis it or put it into hull at the correct time, so it repaired, and then StarCats at this time they had already joined TSC. So they set the hull timer. When it repaired, they set the hull timer to AOA Prime. So, you know, kind of...
Oh.
Yeah. Dirty on air part, but it is what it is, right? It's Eve Echoes.
Yeah.
But it's mistakes kinda, were made, so it happens.
Yeah. But it continues, and we shall see. But I was nearby, I think, doing... secret commentary probably about that.
Yeah.
But that I'm not sure. It's so top secret. I tried to record it, but then I failed to I didn't get a recording at the iPads or any device, so only the voice survived. And that was the one that you was like, you didn't even say what's the location.
Yeah,
where that's happening. It's so mysterious.
The Juby podcast episode 1 was just a narration of a battle. I'm listening to this as I'm driving. I'm like, what is even going on?
Very good. Yeah, and I was talking that I didn't tell any locations or who is fighting where and what's happening. And it can be only my imagination, basically, like my only story from my mind.
Yeah. All right. So continuing on, they I think it was this last week they decided that they wanted to do a role icon contest. So I'm looking at this, and of course this is on the official Eve Echoes Discord. And they decided to do this, so kill a post, join the role icon contest below, share your creativity, and join the role icon contest to win the Tulip Medal and more generous rewards now. And that's between the submission period is February 27th through the 29th, and the voting period is actually ends today. It started March 1st and goes to the 3rd. And so people posted their photos as what they would want in a role icon. And so looking at a lot of the photos, there's a lot of dragons here. Heck, there's even a Charizard there. Nice. Very nice.
I need to put my face in there also.
Yeah.
If we can do that.
So the creators of the top 10 will receive 50k SP, 300 VP, 5 Asterix Lazarus units, 12 Cloud AI Learning Code Refactoring Permission 3. Those are just the top 3. And then the top 4 through 10 get 1 Decoding Key, 4 Tesseract Star Cores, and 10 Amethyst Cones. So there's your rewards.
Very generous.
and maybe you'll get the role icon. I'm not really sure why they're wanting to play Discord games like this. I'll have to relieve some of my frustrations considering the fact that I still can't even get my in-game rewards, and yet they're wanting to do this type of stuff. So
yeah, and there's like many description of the galaxy, and we had this Dormant Realm event that you get to design a medal, and Nanocore, the Musk Corp was number 1 in Dormant Realms, so we haven't received any message about anyone that we will design the rewards what were mentioned in the event kind of thing. And I have heard many of the description of the galaxy things are kind of forgotten, and so
For sure.
You know,
so back
it feels bad,
right? Yeah, so you know, my corporation had won those rewards as well, and this is not a unknown thing. I've mentioned it in the past. I did speak with Cartley about it some months ago, before they decided that they didn't want to reply to anybody's messages anymore. So Cartley told me to contact Arrow, and so I did, and I contacted Arrow week after week after week, and I've done that for about 3 months straight. I said, hey, what's going on with these? You know, of course, they give me the whole answer. I say, okay, well, I want to escalate this. Who's the next person I need to talk to? And so on and so forth. At this point, I've been fighting it for going on 4 months. Going on 4 months, almost a year after we won the event, we still have yet to get the Inscription of the Galaxy rewards. And of course, that comes with a banner, a logo. The nanocore rewards and all that type of stuff, right? Like, well, this is pretty dumb, right? And so on top of that, then I'm still disputing my ban. And with that, I've gotten no answer. And still, after almost a month of repeatedly pinging and contacting a few of the CMs, nothing has happened yet. So they seem to not be able to reply, but yet at the same time, they're able to do these Discord games. So just give up. I'm literally about ready to. And, you know, with what Damon's going through on his part of it, and, you know, Juby, you've expressed your frustrations about it in this last week as well. I mean, it's at this point, it's just like, man, just give up. It's just give up.
Yeah.
I'm just about done with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've also been taking like a few days break. I haven't watched the official Discord. I joined the fake Eve Echoes Discord, and that is very fun. I feel like a free person, you know, like my soul is free. I can do whatever I want. Right? I can talk. I can show things. I can put my doggy walk videos and do all sorts of weird world domination videos and and no one is like, Yubi, don't do that.
No warnings for you. Like what Hale said. No. I like what Hale said. Every chat is a general chat. Ain't nobody there gonna moderate.
Yeah. And my mind just explodes. Like, I had this suggestion that we make many channels, like very much many channels, like Doggy Walk channel. Then I put Doggy Walk videos in it, and then like everything is like separate. But then he exploded my mind.
I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of disagree with useless channels, like channels where people put food in them and stuff. It's just like, I don't really agree with that. I just think it's kind of just put it in general chat. Who cares? But anyway.
But there's very beautiful food pictures sometimes.
Sure.
Like my birthday cake was very good. Have you seen it?
No, put it in general chat. I'll look at it then.
I'll try to find it. I'll put it.
Okay.
Just trying to find it.
Basically, on the official Eve Echoes Discord, that is basically it for all the latest stuff that has happened in the the whole roll icon thing. So it looks like they're voting. The voting ends today, and I guess good luck to whoever gets their icon. Big whoop. So just in another one of those Discord games. But all right, you know, forget about the actual game. Let's just play Discord games, right? So. That is it for that. And Juby, did you have anything else that you wanted to add as far as official news? Anything like that?
Official news. I tried to find the cake pictures, but nothing really like in the news category of Eve Echoes.
Yeah.
A bit frustrated with the content creator program, of course. Like, I've been distributing the Duo Omega giveaways like a machine every week. Like, we have screenshot competitions, and now I start to hear that no duos have been distributed and the managers don't reply to anything. And then I was like, okay, I will put your the manager, like his contacts, and you can talk to the manager about the duos what are missing. And kind of I wash my hands now, and we stop doing the giveaways for now because we don't talk to anyone, so, and they don't get distributed, so
yeah,
kind of need to contain the situation and don't distribute any more stuff.
And I've been fighting that months. I've been literally fighting that for months, and even prior to the ban, like, I wasn't even given the Duo Megas away because they didn't actually give them away. So I just hadn't given them away in months. I'd rather, you know, when we do our game shows and stuff, we just give away ISK or ships or whatever, you know. And so that seems to be easier than actually having to allocate names and collect numbers and all this type of stuff, and when they're not even going to do it. So there's a lot of content creators that have been PO'd about that for a long time. So yeah,
I get very, very frustrated sometimes, and display my feelings, and sometimes after that I feel like, oh man, again I embarrass myself and say something, but I just can't. You sometimes have to just kind of tell what you feel and let a rip and see what happens. And
now, do you want to do
time to relax?
Do you want to do a couple suggestions since we're here? Since I'm on the suggestion channel, okay. Here, let me play the sound clip. Can. It's time to consider your suggestion. Okay. So I'm here on the official Eve Echoes Discord in their suggestions list, and I'm just going to scroll up, and there's hundreds of suggestions here. And so let me just pick one. All right, let's see here. This one has 22 upvotes. Add the Yangzheng ships already to the game. I didn't even read this. Okay. Yeah, we've only been waiting for that for literally since the beginning of the game. They have yet to add these ships to the game. Well, as the entire faction, right? We have a couple of the ships, but not all that you would expect.
Yeah, I remember the Eve Echoes first launch trailer when the Yangzheng people come with their fleet and Eve Echoes, ba-bam, and we have two ships. And
yeah,
and they're like half a prototype
and like nobody uses still them free yet. Right, yeah,
no, totally useless. So
this suggestion goes on: we should be able to buy these ships from the Music Arcanum, and this wouldn't be hard to implement since that's already how we get shuttles and some ship skins. Add the Zhanyu and the Kanyu to the museum market. Add nanocores for those ships to the museum market. And finally, add implants for decomposers either through the museum and or other means. You got 22 upvotes. I mean, I agree with this. Add the dang ships to the game. I don't know why they continuously keep delaying this, because these things were supposed to be out. We've seen leaked screenshots of what the capital ship is going to look like and what the battleship is going to look like. But we have yet to see these things. And that was like well over a year ago when those came out. So,
yeah, that's a good idea. But I don't know if they kind of going to invest in the Arcanium museum right now, because, you know, it's going to be hard to kind of get money to the game because you collect the popcorn and exchange for ships and nanocores and all that good stuff. And
like, it's yeah. been so long since I've even visited that. Yeah. And at least since year one, I haven't gone back.
I'm a huge businessman, and I even collect all the popcorn. Then you can now discover 100 at a time. Like, I remember you had 1,000 and you had to do it one by one, like a few years ago, but now it's 100. Then you fast click, then you take it to museum, you get like 50 shuttles and sell it to market. Good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And the suggestion from the on-air chat is ship renaming and containers. For fuck's sake. Like, yeah. We should have seen these last April, along with my content creator medal. Yeah. We should have seen that last April. But yet, the continuous, it's like, come on. How is it that hard? I don't know.
Yeah.
Amongst other things, right?
It's probably some coding.
At this point, we'll get Titans before we get ship naming. You never know.
I bet.
Okay. Next suggestion.
Then you get the.
What was your comment?
Yeah, then you can get those. I remember in EVE Online, I had a Rorqual, and I put its name Disappearing Salami because it had a cloak module and it can disappear. So when you scan a ship, then the name kind of blinks. Then you see like Disappearing Salami, and then it vanishes suddenly.
Interesting. All right. Here's another suggestion from Valcala. This has 36 downvotes, so I'm guessing this is pretty good. Please do both these things. One, give shuttles a cargo hold capacity of 200 meters cubed, a warp speed of 10 AU, a flight velocity of 5... meters per second, plus one warp disrupt field immunity level, and overall defense of 1 million. And two, remove the cargo hold from interceptors. Wow. Ain't nobody liked that. Well, actually, one person liked that.
No,
as far as an upgrade like goes.
The Atron transport interceptor is the key to success. Like, travel. I have all my belongings in one interceptor, and I go.
Trying to think if Valcala is a listener of the show. I want to say I've seen this person before around, but I'm not really sure where they're trying to get to here, because interceptors. Yeah, people use them for, you know, getting goods to HiSec or HiSec out to NullSec safely, you know, past gate camps and all that stuff. But even then, nowadays, that's not 100% safe because of what Lancers have been doing.
The Lancer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's no shuttle or not, it's not going to matter. You're still going to get hit. So they're trying to nerf interceptors once again. And I mean, I remember Captain Benzie for the longest time was trying to nerf interceptors, and that never happened. Mm. To him. It probably won't. And so,
yeah, I've always been like fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Don't mess with the scepters. They're okay right now. Yeah, but I do nowadays send a scout before I send interceptor transport, just to see if there's a dread these new Lancers doing a disco show at Stargate. And kind of look at the pipe.
Yeah,
be more careful.
Okay, here's another suggestion. 20 upvotes. Add the ability for drones to orbit a target without shooting.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. So in what scenario do you think that you would use this feature? I could think of maybe if you're gate camping and
repair drones, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
There's you can that. Send like a swarm of repair drones to constantly orbit something. I don't know.
Or if your drones to orbit a gate or an asteroid, there's mining drones.
Yeah, reduce flight time to possible. Like if you can ping a gate, then the drones are already spinning at the gate and you're like
maybe this is 100 kilometers maybe, away. Yeah, maybe this is for something that's like in rally points and CNDS and stuff, and people are doing this. They would want that feature so their drones don't come back. I don't know. Maybe got a number of upvotes. Okay, here's another one. 25 upvotes on this one. Add a filter to the inventory filter for nanocores. Some of us pack rats have hundreds of items in hangers and have to scroll down for ages to get the core listings. A filter adding to the existing filters would fix this.
That's a smart idea. I actually have, like, in Yita, I scroll down, like, 5 minutes to
you
get to the bottom where the implants are. Oh, not the implants, the nanocores are. And then you do something.
So here's what I do. I deconstruct them, and I do the research toward gold nanocores.
Oh. I don't have so many nanocores. I've been doing the basic Concord pass thingy, and you get, like, I do the collection. But still, I don't have, like, so many. So I need to I save for a bad day. Like each of one ship, like just in case if I want to fly that ship someday, I have a nano ready.
And Leywan's out there trying to bait my alt. Yeah, I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to bait my alt to link the post. Anyway, continuing on, let's find another one with a lot of downvotes. I like reading those. Though it seems like none of these have over 20 votes in total, so. Here we go. Here's one with 20 downvotes. Wildlands. Add a new structure to T4 and up citadels that have the ability to do deep space anomaly scanning for logged off ships. This can help counter blops fleets that warp in and log out in systems with T4 citadels. Yikes. Yikes.
I have seen a few very juicy kills done by Black Ops or Special Ops battleships fleets, and I think it's someone who experienced a bad time from Black Ops or Special Ops.
That's very possible, but at the same time, they're using the mechanics of the game for their benefits. You know, because of how you could do that, and because of how they sneak them in before or after maintenance happens, you know, before they log off, and then they're basically it's a ticking trap, not necessarily a time bomb, but a ticking trap, as like you don't even want to undock, but as soon as that Sino ship logs in, whatever Cove Ops that they're using logs in, then it's like everybody's gotta be at the top of their game, basically, you know, hunt down the Sino ship, try not to get baited or trapped, and of course, then you're going to get a fleet of 50 Black Ops on you. So I think this is only a problem for certain entities right now, but others are taking advantage of the game mechanics. So I don't think that this is the way to go about it. I doubt that the game is going to allow something like this, but more so, disable the ability to log out in null space. You have to be docked or something in order. I think there's going to be something along those lines rather than something going about it this way. So, just my thoughts.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. But they are like Black Ops and Special Ops, so you should like expect something sneaky.
Well, that, you know, and that's fine and all, and that's part of the game, but the issue is you can't defend against that, because they log in, they kill their target, and then they log out, and there's nothing you can do about it. What can you do about it?
Basically, if you have like a good teamwork, like someone tells that someone has been in the system and logged out maybe or something, then the information passes out and people start the day watching that information channel, and then they like ask, is the same guy still logged out? And kinda,
yeah,
you kinda, I start the game every day that I kinda collect information before I kinda undock. What's the situation? Kinda.
Right. You gotta be on top of your intel game. Exactly. And that's another aspect of it, is knowing the intel. Who's the Sinopilot? Oh, is it gonna be different? Is it the same? What ship are they in? What's their time frames, etc.? Did he log out 10 minutes ago? Are we gonna expect it? And then there's the other aspect of it, of baiting them. And it's happened before. I'm sure it'll continue to happen. But they're trying to figure out some sort of remedy for the logout issue, I think. Okay.
Yeah, so I think baiting will be very popular also to wait and then get the counter for that. They're very expensive. It's like one dreadnought per, like if you check how much they cost in kinda, so they also are very juicy kill mails.
Of course, that's what they're aiming for. They're not aiming for the freaking 2 billion, 3 billion esque APOC. They're going for capital ships, basically. This, anything else isn't worth logging in X amount of battleships for, to, you know,
yeah,
because those things, those Black Ops battleships are ranging from 27 billion and up in estimated value, and to kill a 3 billion ISK APOC isn't worth the loss, right? Especially when it comes to IP conversion, et cetera, et cetera. So they're going after juicy targets, of course, only.
Yeah, then you can just rat with your faction battleship, make it really tanky.
I don't even rat with that. I rat with a friggin' basic maelstrom. Now, you want to kill me? This thing is like 2.3 billion. Go for it.
Oh, you're
not even good. Just go for it. Just kill it. I don't care. I have like 7 of them.
Oh.
All right. I mean, seriously. All right. What? Last one. This one actually got a lot of upvotes. 20 upvotes, 1 downvote. They said, this is from Inalos. Visible queue counter for faction warfare games. Extremely simple for implementation, extremely valuable for players, since all can see how much pilots are weights right now, please. People are still doing faction warfare?
I tried. I had a waiting queue over 30 minutes, and I could not find a random team. So, I don't know, it's very dead, like, in my time zone. I don't know, do they play like it, like at US Prime or something, but sometimes it's good. I would have wanted to kind of sharpen my skills before something, but it's really hard to find a team in there, so I haven't played any games for a long time. Just like a waste of time waiting 20-30 minutes.
Did you just crack open a brewski? I heard that.
Yeah. I opened a long drink.
There you go.
So I get nervous in live shows. So I need to relax.
No worries, man. No worries. Yeah, and they're talking about how I lost my cap a couple weeks ago in a
You had a scene. Capital ship?
I've lost a few. Mm-hmm.
Goddamn. How the fuck?
And both were to PvE, go figure. Both of them were to PvE. And like I said, that wave spawned right on top of me. It came out of nowhere. So it's not completely on me. I was on my way to the game. Also,
you were ratting.
Yeah. Anyway.
The rats can be sometimes kind of... When I was trying those waste seeker things, then I was like, goddamn. These are different than normal. Started to feel nervous. I was in a Science C and almost shields are failing and everything. Then I'm like, oh no, I must kill the ones that are scramming. I need to evacuate immediately.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, that is
those
it
are the
for...
feelings.
That's going to be it for suggestions that we're going to cover. And of course, not only that, but
very good.
The fake official Eve Echoes Discord also has a suggestions channel that you can share your suggestions there as well. Actually, let me go on to that one and see what people are suggesting. It's basically a general chat. So there's no suggestions. What was the last one? Can we get some fresh Reddit drama? I'm bored at work. That was the last suggestion. So. Anyhow. Good stuff. All right, yes. And if people aren't over on the official fake one, we can get you an invite. All right. Then, the latest news that I got is a war breaking out between Burr and Meow. And so, get this, and I have a couple different angles here, okay? I have the Russian version, and then I have the, I'd ask Doro from Burr as to what's going on with that situation there, so I'll kind of give, it's not necessarily a statement, maybe it is, maybe it's not, I'll give what he had replied to me about. So, let's talk about this. And this was posted on the anti-news Discord, if anybody knows of that. But as of recent, they did report on this. You know, it's a mostly Russian Discord in this one. And so they say, interesting fights for the make-whole of Burr Pets. Well, it's already clear Burr and Pets against the Meow participated there. A result of the fights... Burr first drove away Meow with a drop of Lancers and other caps, driving away Meow two systems. Meow turned around and killed the subcap. The capitals of Burr turned around and retreated, then Meow was able to make two holes from the bottom of the murder board by Meow. The fight for the sits will be hot. So, of course, you know, this is all translated. And I'm just scrolling up here as to see what else. They're talking about the war ending there. Now I'm scrolling down. It's official. Burr, including Burr Renters, is going to war with Meow. The composition of the participants is known, but there is still a possibility of AOA joining the Burr side. In the morning, we will do a detailed analysis of the conflict, of what happened, and what consequences may be for both sides. Expect the more detailed overview of the situation on the map in the morning. So then, today, they, let me see if this was today, yeah, March 3rd, they did post this, so this is fresh off the press. Let's do a detailed review of the situation between EXDS, Burr, and Meow. And in general... what is happening on the map itself. Let's start with a war between Meow and Burr. Everything happened because of the sit in 3L3N. We have a summary of the events of the fight. They say, look. The result of the fight was the loss of the Meow Citadel in 3L3N. And I guess after that fight, Meow regarded it as a provocation? Ugh, Jesus. on the part of Burr, and began to take action in response. Namely, they began to actively attack Burr Pets, killing their fleets and caps while making timers of their citadels. Burr, despite all of this, declared war on Meow and began actually collecting not coalitions, as the Burr leader told us, but simply associations of Burr and their pets. So I know that they're claiming pets as the Burr Renters. Inclusive, there will be associations that are not pets of the Burr, but we take your word for it so far. The situation is like this. Burr has a whole timer and they will try to protect them from Meow. Globally, it has affected the map. Specifically, Burr withdrew from the pact. So far, it is unclear how the pact relates to this war. But based on the analysis of PAC's actions, it seems like they will take a neutral position regarding the war between Meow and Burr. Then there are rumors about SHH attacks on Delve, namely on Space Cow. So far, there have not been big movements, and in general, it's not clear what to expect from SHH. And let's not forget about AOA. The main question is the confrontation between Meow and Burr at the moment. Will the Chinese dragon enter this war? So that was from the Russian side of the, I guess, media of what they had reported. Now, after hearing this, I did reach out to Doro, and I did ask that, I basically just asked, is Burr going to war with Meow? I asked for any info. He did get back to me. He said, we assisted our friends from EXDS in taking a Meow Citadel in EXDS space. We got contracted for that. Meow was a bit butthurt and started attacking the renters in Esoteria. Then I talked to Valkuz and we agreed on fighting it out. Yesterday there was a 200 versus 200 cap form up in the EU time zone. The fight was a stalemate, and the fight was not happening, but escalation potential is high. So currently, both sides acknowledged that they are at war. I asked who's all involved. He said, just Burr and Meow. So far, it's just Burr, Roar, Tuna, Nice, Loco, and GFU. So basically, the renters of Burr. I asked if AOA would be joining against Meow. He said, and this is Doro, he said they did not invite them, nor they do not plan to invite AOA to that conflict. They are totally okay with an equal war. And I said, thanks for the info. So there you go. Does not seem like it's going to be a dogpile. It's going to be an even fight, and they're just going to take that conflict to however it escalates. So, right on.
Yeah, I always feel sad when kind of others are having all the fun and I can't come.
I mean, you could always ask your leadership to start another war for some reason, right?
Yeah, but a lot, I don't know. Not all enjoy the thrills of PvP. Some people just want to take chill, so I think most of the players are Care Bears in EVE, so difficult position.
I see Damon had joined the chat. What's going on, Damon?
Not much, not sure. This has been a busy day. But I do have it's not a big breaking news, but there has been a sighting of two very old hacks returning to the game. Those that remember the old days of Terran Federation and the whole exodus of that, Batman and Chastiser have returned to the game and have been sighted within Silent Space.
They're doing what in Silent Space?
They popped in the game. They've been sighted.
Oh, sighted?
In Silent Space.
Hmm.
But apparently they reached out to me and wanted to know what the Earth landscape was like, and they're thinking about possibly forming a new Earth.
Interesting. Are we going to see the Terran Federation 3.0?
I highly doubt it.
Yeah. Damon's probably using his phone mic.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just pumping up the news real quick because I've been busy, crazy, and I saw that you guys were still on, and I figured, let me just drop in and say hi. So yeah, I don't have my audio actually at all today.
Right on. And are you going to be reporting on the latest Meow conflict between them and Burr? I don't know what you caught.
Well, this would be the other thing story. I have not decided whether or not it's
I know, we seem to have lost you. You keep breaking up there, Damon. So I'll get more YouTube complaints.
Yeah. as I was saying, I have not decided whether I'm going to continue the game.
And did the they haven't restored your content creator roles, have they?
No, they have not, nor have they answered any DMs back or responded to anyone asking those questions.
Yeah, and as you're very well known that they don't reply to anything that I say either. So actually, in fact, I have escalated it even further. In case you didn't know, you can contact NetEase customer support separately. Just get past the CM. So I've escalated it even further. You know, some people are saying just give up, and I may. We'll see what turns out. Let's see what happens here in the next week or so. And so, you know, I'm just about done with that whole situation anyway.
Yeah, I can try the same, maybe. Ask customer service for the Duo Omegas.
Yeah, we'll see.
The
we'll
giveaways see what next and everything. Week
says. Oh, Panzer of the Lake, what is your wisdom? Load a Tyra with compressed Pyrex ears and shoot it. Yes. That's the AWOL seems to like to yeet a lot of stuff. It's not unknown. They have some shiny stuff they like to lose. But anyway, so that was that's basically all that I got. I know this gone just short of an hour. You know, nothing else too much is going on in New Eden. You know, of course, we're not seeing any really new gameplay. They did fix some bugs. Heck, they even made some bugs. There's still people having chat issues. And, you know, some wars are breaking out. Some fights are still happening in game, but as far as that goes, it's been pretty slow. Otherwise,
yeah, slow week preparing for the next thing. So
yeah, and not everybody do any major things in the next couple weeks, and here's why. It's like I won't be making the podcast for the next couple weeks. I'm going to be on vacation for 2 weeks, and so I will not be available to do the podcast for at least the next two weekends. Yes, I know. So we'll have to depend on Taylor and see what he can cook up. Yes, I know. That's why I say don't do anything crazy, because then we won't be able to report on it, at least not have a podcast on it. I'll have to have Damon report on it for next year. But I'll throw that disclaimer out now. I will not be available for the next two weekends. So it is what it is. I'm going to be on vacation. I'll have a drink for you.
Yeah, I wish you a super vacation. I hope you relax. Forget the game and Eve Echoes, maybe, if you want to. And just chill. Use your cowboy hat.
Yes, indeed. You know, everybody can use a break or use a vacation every once in a while, right? So we the wife and I and the kid, we're going to be doing some things, having some fun, let's just say, and for the next couple weeks. That's it. That's all I got.
That's good.
Then, Juby, do you have anything else you'd like to add before we start closing this thing out?
Maybe something. My friend was asking me to test this new AI software, what makes pictures and texts and all sorts of things. And I'll probably do a few videos about that. And if you guys will feel strange, like what is this? So sometimes you need to try and test new things and maybe find some new ideas to make a new channel possibly. And so I know you guys feel strange when you see new things, so no panic. I will continue Eve Echoes So, no stress.
Very nice. And before I'm going to start the outro here, and I'd like to thank everybody for joining us in this podcast today. The live audience is EU time. And thank you, Yubi, for joining. And we'll catch you guys on the next podcast.
Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of Echoes of New Eden podcast. Please take a moment to follow us on Apple and Spotify, or subscribe to our YouTube or our Twitch channel for all the content that we release. I'd like to take this time to give a shout out to the E1 sponsored content creators. If you haven't checked out these content creators, please support them as well. Damon Cell from Echoes of Last Year, Mario from Echoes.mobi, Jubilab's PvP videos, Hell, your latest Benzy wannabe, and Eclipse PvP. We will see you next week for all the latest in Eve Echoes news. Join us live on Discord or listen on one of our platforms. To all our listeners out there, fly safe, get good, and 07.